Crock?
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I hadn't heard that one. I've heard it called a pimp mobile and that kind of thing.
Well, I've heard that too.
Yeah. Could you say that for me?
Pimpmobile.
Since you've heard that. Have you ever heard any slang terms for a car like that that might reflect the fact that it consumes a lot of gas?
Gas guzzler or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. What about the kind of car that's good for big families with the tailgate and all?
Station wagon.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what about general types of trucks that you know about?
Pickup, fleet side, step side. Well, fleet side is, you've seen the trucks that have a step on the side of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a step side, and a fleet side doesn't have one.
I can't picture that. What are those things used for?
Fleet side?
Yeah.
General anything.
Delivery light?
Sure. You know, a lot of people have a family truck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just to use for anything, carrying lawnmowers or...
Yeah, is it a type of pickup?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay. What about these little trucks that some drugstores use or other stores for delivery service?
Mini pickups, whatever.
Yeah. What are those, about half ton or...?
I don't even know. I couldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I really have no idea.
Okay. What about these things that are pretty popular now? People really customize them and... You said I'm going to have this little bubble kind of window on the side.
Vans?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of them around here.
Would you distinguish, is there a difference between a van and a panel truck?
When I think of a van, I think of one that has windows in it. And a panel truck doesn't have any windows in it. And I think of a panel truck as being larger, say like a UPS truck or something like that.
Right. Okay. Does this airport out here provide any kind of transportation service?
There's an airport limousine service, right?
Yeah. Okay. Does limousine mean anything else to you?
I don't know. The airport limousines aren't what I consider a limousine.
Yeah.
I think of a big black Cadillac. Right. You know, these are small buses. Mm-hmm. I think they're small Mercedes buses.
Right.
But when I think of limousine, I think of the big long. No, black limousine.
Sure, me too. What about public transportation here in Jackson? What do you have?
Oh, we have city buses, and we have about 3 or 4 cab companies. That about covers it.
Mm-hmm. Does the city bus service have a name? Like in Atlanta, it's MARTA?
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't. It's City Transit.
Mm-hmm.
It is run, if I'm correct in this, it is a private business. I think it was, at one time, was government-owned, as usual. When the government owns something, they run out of money.
ask the New Yorker about that. Okay. What do you call that part of a car where all the instruments are located? The
dash.
Yeah. And over on the right, you've got the...
Glove compartment?
Yeah. Do you ever keep gloves in your glove compartment?
No. Sure.
And the part of the car where you keep your spare tire?
Trunk.
Okay. And you mash this thing down to go faster?
Accelerator.
Okay. What about the thing up on the column you use to shift gears?
Gear shift.
Okay. What about if it's on
the floor?
Yeah, what would you call it then?
Stick shift.
Okay.
Whatever.
Would it make any difference if it's manually operated or automatic?
I guess if it was automatic, I would still think of it as just a gear shift, you know.
Do people still say 4 on the floor and 3 on the floor?
I guess some people do, but when you think of that, you usually think of a mean, you know, souped up.
Yeah.
Cruddy looking, whatever.
Hot rod kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.